Shavua Tov, as opposed to Parshat Bereshit, which describes the lives, including the mistakes, of individuals, Adam, Chava, Kayin, Hevel, Parshat Noach describes a world inhabited, generations of people. In fact, it focuses on two generations, the generation that lived before the flood, and the generation that built the tower. The common denominator of both these generations is that they both needed to be punished severely. Their chet, though, was very different. In fact, so different that they're really the two paradigms for why we continue sinning in the years after these generations. This is why the Sifri writes on the famous pasuk in Parshat Ha'azinu, Zichor Yemot Olam, Binu Shnot Dor Vador. The Medrash says the Dor Vador refers here to the Dor HaMabel and the Dor HaFloga, and it says, Ein Lecha Dor She'en Bo Me'anshei Dor HaMabel, Ve'en Lecha Dor She'en Bo Me'anshei Dor HaFloga. These two sins continue to plague us, and therefore it behooves us to understand the root of the sins of these two generations and how we can avoid them. The Dor HaMabel was guilty of selfishness. The people were focused only on their own needs, their own pleasures, and were willing to trample anyone and everyone else in their way in order to get them. They murdered, raped, pillaged. They took what they wanted for themselves and were focused only on that, focused on sexuality and other things that were for their own pleasures. This selfishness tainted Noach as well. The Zohar tells us that on the first pasuk, Ela told that Noach Nodich Ish Tzadik Haya Bedorotav, that Noach also was a reflection of his generation. And we see it in the critique Chazal have of Noach, the Zohar as well, that he did not actively try and save the other people of his generation. He may have been focused on Ruchniut, but it was his own Ruchniut. The Dor HaFloga, the generation that built the tower, had a very different problem. They were unified. In fact, so unified that they were able to work together on common goals, on shared projects and missions. But unfortunately, they used this unity to challenge God's presence in the world. Their focus was on making a name for themselves, as opposed to bringing Kvod Shemayim into this world, as opposed to Avram, who would come as the antidote, the person who was Korei B'Shem Hashem. They were V'na'aseh Lanu Shem. These are the two reasons why people sin. Either their selfishness causes them to disregard, disrespect, and mistreat other people, or their focus on themselves reflects itself in a competition, so to speak, with God, on them being focused on their cares as opposed to what God wants from us in this world. Let's learn from these two generations to focus ourselves correctly on how we should each live as individuals and hopefully impacting our generations in the right form of how we're meant to live in this world.